Local doctor and author Bob Martinez invites you to join him Saturdays right here on 99.9 FM for the program Heal and Feel Better with Dr. Bob. Dr. Martinez of Health and Wellness of Central Florida discusses an all-natural, holistic approach to functional medicine with nutrition as the foundation for natural healing. Stress management, nutritional and lab work analysis, health and lifestyle coaching are just some of the benefits of chiropractic care. Massage therapy, spinal decompression, and neuropathy care is what he will address. And you heard right there, Dr. Bob Martinez, Health and Wellness of Central Florida. Good afternoon, I'm JW. Glad you joined us. Dr. Bob's in the studio once again for your health and your wellness, because this is a show called Heal and Feel Better with Dr. Bob, and his practice is called Health and Wellness of Central Florida. So we're going to deal with your health, your wellness, once again, as we always do every Saturday right here on WXJB 99.9 FM. Thanks for tuning in, Dr. Bob. Good afternoon. You brought a guest with you today.
Absolutely. I brought a great guest today, and I've been waiting to bring her on for such a long time because she has a story that she needs to tell you the story. But when I first met Crystal, we belonged to a networking group, and I continue to see Crystal pass on by just talking and conversation, and I just noticed that Crystal was not 100%. I mean, I started noticing things about her physical being not being, she was sick, basically. Yeah. And her and I just started the conversation, and I told her what I did. And so eventually she came to my office, and we found some stuff. So, but I don't want to take the talk. Here's Crystal. And Crystal.
Hey there.
Yes, you and I go back a while, and just tell me a little bit about, you know, about yourself and how we started our journey together.
Well, Dr. Bob and I met at a networking group that we do together for business professionals, and I was pretty good about being pretty stoic about feeling pretty terrible every day. And Dr. Bob and I, we became friends fast. We had a lot in common. Great guy. About 6 months into our relationship, he said, you know, I don't mean to be too forward, but are you well? Are you genuinely well? You know, I'm keen to pick up health concerns within people, and I can see it. You look a little flushed. You have some darkness under your eyes. You know, you recently you've even lost some of your sharpness. And he was 100% correct. A year before I had met Bob, in my early 30s, I was having mini strokes. I was having a lot of issues. We were just continuing to treat one thing after another with general care from a general doctor, and I just wasn't getting better. So Bob had suggested that I come in and we do a holistic approach, and we break my blood down, we break urine samples down, and we really try to look at the root of the problem, systemically, what is wrong with you, not symptomatically. And really, that's kind of how my health started getting better from there, was just really looking at what's the root cause of what's really going on here.
Yeah. So if you don't mind, we can discuss what...
Absolutely.
So basically, when I looked at her blood, the first thing that came out was she was iron deficient. And mm-hmm. It was to a point that I remember when she came into my office and talked to me, she was not 100%. She was actually very weak. She could not talk very good. She was very lethargic, tired. And so when I discovered the one of the major problems, because there was other issues that I saw in the blood, but when I saw that her iron saturation was down in the dangerous levels, I then proceeded to suggest certain things for her to start really fast. And so one of the things is I work with herbs, and I gave her a herb that is concentrated in iron. And so I told her, I said, I want you to go ahead and take this. And then I gave her something for a digestive, because she also was having some digestive issues.
Sure.
And she went on the program, and we also started working on getting her body clean, because one of the things that I saw was some liver congestion, liver issues.
Yeah.
So we put her on a program, and in about 3 weeks after she was done with the initial protocol, I saw her, I mean, her life, her, the luster in her eyes, the darkness around her eyes started dissipating, and she was started feeling really, really good. And by the end of 5 weeks, I mean, I've never seen, now, Crystal's very sharp, very witted. I love her because of who she is and how lively she is. And then because I've met her before, and when I saw her come back from that, that was what really prompted me to even go even further, but like being on a radio station and telling the stories, because there's folks out there right now, they're probably going through the same thing and they just don't know what to tell, you know, what to do.
Well, it's funny, and it's not funny, it's serious, actually. But Crystal, I can relate to your story. I was in the same boat. I took that first step when I met Dr. Bob, and I've even, Crystal and I have known each other years in a past life, years ago. I've known Dr. Bob for several years as well. And of course, we have all met each other within networking groups in the community, because we all work together in different community functions. But, you know, the story is, it's very serious. And when you take that first step, you make that choice, that decision to change your lifestyle, you're glad that somebody is there that really cares about that. And that's Dr. Bob. He really does.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and, you know, and Bob and I have grown extremely close as friends because of this, because you have to understand, you know, I have to tell Dr. Bob all the nitty gritty truth about, you know, why are we in this position in the first place? And me having formerly had a drinking problem and having formerly, you know, abused certain things that were not good for my body. I didn't exercise. I didn't have a good regimen as far as eating healthy. And, you know, you don't know what you don't know.
Mm.
So, of course, you know, I had to be open-minded, but I'd gotten to know Bob, so I trusted him. And I do deeply and sincerely trust and admire and love him. But a night and day difference in just 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, I could function better. I literally felt smarter. I felt sharper. I felt like I had my energy back.
You're
my friends,
better.
My family, everybody said, you're a different person. These last 2 or 3 years, you've been so just ill and slow and sluggish and just not yourself. And you're not, you didn't just come back to us. You're a better, healthier, more lively person than we've ever seen you, than we've ever known you as. Through nutrition, Dr. Bob gave me the tools and the knowledge I needed to make a change to my lifestyle to be a completely healthier and better person. It's
I know.
Amazing.
I know, because I took that step as well and have been through the first part of the program with Dr. Bob so far, and it's just the beginning. I mean, I feel great. I'm sleeping better. I abused coffee, actually, was my vice. And I didn't realize how bad coffee was to your body until I got off of it. And carbohydrates, another thing, sugar as well. You know, I used to crave sugar, and I used to reach for anything that was in the room. Everything seems to have sugar in it nowadays. But when I grab something now that I'm off the first part of the program, I decided to, you know, grab a little something that had sugar in it. I didn't realize it at first, but I could feel the difference in how it affected my body. I was like, what's going on here? And then I looked at the package and it was sugar in it.
Right.
And I said, oh my gosh, that's what it is, because I'd given up sugar for this first part of the program, which is a detox. And I didn't realize how bad it was on my body.
Yeah. And people, I have a patient that just came in and she's doing the program as well. And she's been with me now for almost a year. And she said the other day she went and she took some sugar at nighttime. She just happened to have some sweets.
Yep.
And she said next day she woke up and she felt like she was hungover.
Yeah.
And I said to her, well, sugar does turn into alcohol, and it does affect your body in a way that just, it takes a lot of your energy. You know, back to Crystal, and you know, she is so great because she's so excited. She has so much energy, and her and I, and it was another person in the room. We started talking about the website that she saw about cancer, and then she started talking about how much she learned, and how much sugar does damage. And I tell you, Crystal just took the conversation, and I'm just amazed at how much Crystal knows just from that little experience. She has filled her mind with so much knowledge about nutrition. I mean, she is now probably my teacher, because, I mean, she is out there. She's really telling people, you know, she's passionate, because, I mean, this is finally, you know, because you went to quite a few doctors.
Oh, yeah, I went to a lot. I mean, and I was 32, 33 years old. A mini stroke, is it a TIA?
Yeah.
Trans ischemic mm-hmm. attack. And then, okay, well, take baby aspirin every day. Okay. Well, then the heart started acting up. Well, your heart's not beating regularly. We go and get whatever test for the heart. Well, just keep taking the baby aspirin and then here, take this. You know, well, your liver tests are within range. Within range ended up being what? A few points from catastrophic stage 4 failure.
Yeah. That's
so true. it was a wake up call for me. And then, you know, it's probably worth mentioning why we were looking into cancer. My rescue dog got stage 4 lymphoma.
Oh.
And several veterinarians said chemo or let him die. And I went into Dr. Bob's office in tears. I hadn't slept in 24 hours. You know, we give our heart-to-heart hug. We talked about it. I came in with some research. He said, I want you to do these diets. We looked through diets together. We looked through supplements together. 96 days later, our dog is in remission. 96 days.
Wow.
And no veterinarians can find a single infection, a single trace of cancer. And they're blown away and said, well, this isn't possible. We must have misdiagnosed
right.
it. And I said, it is possible. It's nutrition. It's what saved my life.
Now, folks, I don't want you to understand. I'm not a veterinarian.
No.
When it comes time, now, Crystal is my family. She's
yeah.
so close to me that when she came and talked to me, I read a book. It's called Pottinger's Cat. And basically, this doctor, what did is gave this cat all these the normal cat food and things like that. And what he found was that the cat was getting sicker and was getting heavier and sicker. And all of a sudden, what he did is started giving the cat just meat, which is what, you know, what animals are supposed to be brought up
right.
on. So from that idea, I told Crystal, listen, you know, just, you know, don't give the dog any type of dog food. Just give him meat. You just give him good meat, vegetables, just, and then the company I deal with, they have a small product for immune support, and I just told her to just give her that. I did not expect, and as a matter of fact, I was taken by surprise because she just stood up in front of a networking group and she says, I just got to tell you, you probably don't know this, and I was just sitting there going, I was speechless. I didn't know what to say.
Right.
So, but I'm not a veterinarian.
No.
But it was just a suggestion for maybe to see, and I mean, this is, goes back to what I tell people. If you give your body an opportunity to do what it does best, it will heal. Now, I'm not saying, I'm not making the statement that disease is going to be cured mm-hmm. or anything. I'm just saying, as far as from a function perspective, your body, the less toxic you are, the better your organs are functioning, the better your body is going to be able to work to give you what you need, which is what? Your health.
Yes. And yeah. you're not a veterinarian, but you're a humanitarian because you care about humans. You care about us.
You care
about life.
I care about life.
Yes. And at Health and Wellness of Central Florida, their goal is simple, to help patients of all ages live better and healthier lives.
That's why I chose Health and Wellness of
yes.
Central Florida. And I understand that there's a lot of companies out there using the Health and Wellness. I just didn't want to name it that. I wanted to basically mean something. So everything that I'm doing in my office, it's really focused in getting health restored, helping people get their health back.
Well, check it out for yourself, folks. HWCFLA.com, Health and Wellness of Central Florida online. You can see for yourself or give their office a call today at 352-686-1686. Hey, if JW can do it, you can do it too. And if Crystal can do it, you can definitely do it. So
that's right.
We're going to take a quick break, give you a little more information about Health and Wellness of Central Florida with Dr. Bob, a program called Heal and Feel Better with Dr. Bob, heard right here on WXJB 99.9 FM. Be back after this, folks. At Health and Wellness of Central Florida, we're not just adding years to your life, but life to your years. Nutrition is the foundation of our systematic approach to functional medicine, chiropractic care, and even neuropathy relief. Starting with our nutritional plans and personal coaching techniques, Dr. Martinez with his team formulates a protocol based on synergistic treatment, correcting the underlying issues and not just treating the symptoms. For complimentary consultation, call today 352-686-1686. Begin to put the life back into living with Health and Wellness of Central Florida.
At Health and Wellness of Central Florida, we dig deep to uncover the root causes of your health concerns, correcting the underlying issues instead of treating symptoms. Our nutritional plans will help you feel, look, and perform better by using all-natural, holistic, and functional methods of health and lifestyle coaching, massage therapy, chiropractic, and neuropathy care. With convenient locations to help you feel and heal better, call today for a complimentary consultation and begin to put life back into living. 352-686-1686 or visit hwcfla.com for more information.
With a location in Spring Hill, 3460 Mariner Boulevard, makes it close and convenient to you or without the outlying areas there in Lutz. There's also another location. The phone number to call, though, is 352-686-1686. If you missed it, we'll give it to you again later in the program. HWC, that's HWC for Health and Wellness of Central Florida, HWCFLA.com. Check it out for yourself. Take that first step like Crystal and myself have done. Dr. Bob, once again, Health and Wellness of Central Florida. Their mission isn't just to get you well, it's to keep you well through natural and effective chiropractic care, functional medicine, and massage therapy, plus a whole slew of other things that his staff is prepared and experienced in. So, Dr. Bob, thank you once again.
No problem. And Crystal and I were talking, and we're going to interject a little bit on how it's done. When I first saw Crystal, we're talking about nutrition. We're talking about, you know, a improvement on what you're putting in your body. And when I first met Crystal, I mean, I remember the big glasses of Coke. She used to be like 32 oh, yeah. ounces, and she used to order fries and burgers. Yeah. And so when I approached her and we started going through the program, the approach was very, not very harsh, was it?
You mean your approach?
Yeah, when I introduce you to my program, how did you find the process to be? Did you find it to be very challenging? What are the things that you actually started changing and seeing the improvements?
Here's what the challenge is. I mean, your approach, and I think what really made us hit it off in working together in this perspective was just how candid you were. I mean, you literally said, hey, these are going to be really hard test results to deliver. When we looked at my pancreas, my liver, my iron, my oxygen level, there was a potential if I didn't change my life, I was going to die young. I probably wouldn't have seen 40. But, I mean, you were honest about that. So really, if you're going to go see Dr. Bob, firstly, you have to be able to be honest with yourself, right? You have to be able to accept that maybe your health isn't optimal. The big challenge, though, is just, you got to make the decision to do it. You know, I was I drank, I smoke, I ate whatever food. I didn't pay attention to what I ate.
That's right.
I didn't care. If it was good, I ate it. It was a seafood diet. I see it, I like it, I eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So when Dr. Bob said, you know, we're going to have to cut out caffeine and sugars, you know, and a lot of these carbs, and you're going to have to start eating healthier, it took me a minute to really let that sink in, like, holy cow, this is a giant lifestyle change.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to make the decision to do it. It's mind over matter, right?
That's right.
Like Neo in the Matrix, there is no spoon, right? There is no craving. I can do this. I can get past the caffeine. I can get past the sugar. I can make these changes to make my life better, and I'm so glad that I just made the decision and went head first.
It's the thing is, you got to take that first step. You got to make that decision to improve your life because it's yours.
Absolutely.
And only you can do it. And when I made that decision myself as well, I was ready. So it wasn't a big challenge for me. You know, it wasn't hard for me because I was actually ready. I was looking for this.
Oh, I was not. I was not ready. I wasn't ready to hear these results. I didn't expect these results.
Right.
I really didn't, because so many doctors said, well, you're within range.
Right.
A normal person without a medical degree interprets that as you're okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So to find out, well, you're not really okay was a shock.
I thought I was healthy until I saw Dr. Bob and then realized that, hey, you know, I've actually got these underlying issues. We've gotten to the root cause of it. Now let's fix it.
So that's, I mean, and when we talk about challenges, mm-hmm. is, you know, when you go through my program, and as I'm not one of those to say, listen, you're going to do it my way or the highway. I'm very strict. This is a learning, this is almost like a relearning pattern that you have to do because, I mean, you've been doing this for the rest, you know, all your life, you know, eating all, whatever you want, doing whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, I understand there's a change. I mean, I had to make that change, but I made my change gradual. I just didn't, you know, anticipate or make myself make myself get in a situation where I had to do everything at one time. It takes baby steps. And when you do those baby steps, I mean, it's not that hard. Mm-hmm. But it's when we think about, oh my God, just like Crystal said, I wasn't ready for this. You're telling me this is my situation. And then your brain starts going. We're talking about mind over matter, right? So we start painting a picture. It's like, oh my God, I don't know if I can do this. I mean, mm-hmm. I got to give up this. I got to give that. I got to give this. And then you start putting yourself in a position where you say, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And so I speak to a lot of folks that come in my office and say, we're going to take baby steps, little things that we need to do. By the time I'm done, I mean, when they're done, they can look back and go, wow, I mean, this was a journey. There were some challenges, but I mean, here I am. And Crystal is here. I mean,
I didn't take baby steps, though.
You're my champion.
Head first. Yeah. I gave everything, every single thing on the list up day one. I went out and bought a juicer. I went out and bought a smoothie recipe book. I mean, I brought Dr. Bob a week later pictures of before and after of the fridge.
Wow.
Of the foods. I literally kept a journal. I showed him pictures of, you know, the dietary changes we made, the foods that we made. You know, yeah. I showed him the yoga I was doing, and he just said, wow. I mean, he was kind of speechless, because I said, you know what? Once it hit, oh my God, I don't, this isn't the end of my story. This can't be. I just did everything. Head first, full commitment.
And she says, I was kind of speechless. No, I was speechless. I mean, I did have no words in how fast, because I've had patients prior to Crystal that, you know, would like give me, you're like, oh, okay. Crystal went full bore in the results, but she was at a position where it was either, I'm not used as a do or die. I mean, she was that bad.
Wow.
And she, when I gave her the information, she just was astonished. She was just surprised that the message I gave her for what I saw in her blood, it was one of those realizations, you know.
It was.
And she said, what do I need to do?
Yeah.
But that was that close. Now, most folks that come in my office are not that. I mean, Crystal's probably been one of the patients that literally came in and just barely hanging on.
Wow.
And some patients that I have still have issues. And we work with everybody to make it, you know, palatable, to make it a program where it's going to be achievable. It's not going to be a hurdle you have to jump over. But I got to tell you, Crystal, she's my champion.
Oh, it's an incredible story.
She is just, and I get emotional every time I see her, because it's just literally, her and I have a connection.
We do.
I love her to death. And she has done so great for herself, and even for your wife, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, she did the program with me, so I wouldn't be alone. But one of the things I wanted to make sure that, you know, listeners heard is when you work with Dr. Bob, you're never alone.
Yeah. That's
every
right.
time I go in there for a follow up, you know, he's genuine about how my life is. How am I doing? He's very realistic, too. You know, hey, you like football. I like football. You know, did you have that slice of pizza and that beer one football Sunday? Yeah, it didn't feel great, Doc, but I had it. He says, well, good. You got to be realistic. He's just so supportive. He's so realistic about everything. I mean, he's just, I can't stress enough how supportive he is about the program. He doesn't just give you this stuff and throw you to the curb or leave you hanging. And that's really how I got through it, is not just having the support, you know, of my wife who went through it with me, but him and I have just become incredible friends and just incredibly close through this process.
And that's what we're here to do, is just, you know, help folks. If you're out there and if you're wondering if there's an answer, my consult is complimentary. It's about coming in and just finding out if this is the right thing for you. I mean, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Well, yeah, Health and Wellness of Central Florida. Like I said, if I can take that step, I thought I was healthy. I always assumed I was healthy. No doctor told me different until I saw Dr. Bob with Health and Wellness of Central Florida. From the moment you step into their relaxing office here in Spring Hill and greeted by their calm professional staff, they treat you and take you in just like family. And Dr. Bob Martinez has done that with me, Crystal, and others. Why not you? Take that first step. Reach out. Your health is the most important thing you have. And, of course, it's the most valuable thing that you can invest in. 3460 Mariner Boulevard, 352-686-1686. HWCFLA.com. I don't want to tell you again because you've already been on the phone or online and checking it out for yourself, Dr. Bob. Any last words for this?
Just I'm here for you. And remember, your health is the most important thing you have. Without your health, you have nothing.
Is that right, Crystal?
That's the one thing you can't buy it back.
That's
you really
right.
can't.
That's right. Well, that's been another program here on WXJB 99.9 called Heal and Feel Better with Dr. Bob. Heard right here on Saturdays. Of course, tune in for the next episode. And if you missed past episodes, on your website. Is that right, Doc?
Yes, I have all the podcasts there. Yep. So, you know, you hear my first couple of shows. I've never been on radio, so I might sound a little nervous, but I believe what I've said. And it's so if you're interested in hearing more about what I do, tune in, go to my website, www.hcfla.com, and just go to the podcast and just listen to my previous shows.
And a man that practices what he preaches, believe me. So if I can do it, you can do it too. Make that first step and that decision to change your life today. 352-686-1686. We'll see you next time on Heal and Feel Better with Dr. Bob.